As a deeply divided Democratic caucus voted on an amendment to cut off aid to Israel. 103 Democrats voted in favor of the measure, while 98 voted against it, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, whose no vote put him at odds with nearly half of his party members, including his second-in-command, Minority Whip Catherine Clark. The outcome signals just how much the party's stance on Israel has changed amid growing political pressure from the left. New York progressive Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez celebrated the shift after Wednesday's vote.
To me, what it says is that the majority of the Democratic Party is most in touch with the American electorate writ large. The majority of Democrats now have shifted where we are on this issue with respect to Israel, that the U.S. cannot continue to finance a reckless government that has no regard for human rights.
Well, let's bring in our panel, Wall Street Journal columnists Kim Strassel, Jason Riley, and Bill McGurn. Bill, let me start with you, because you wrote in your column this week, reminding readers that the Harry Truman was the Democratic president, right, who happened to be president when the United States became the first nation to recognize, this is one of the first nations to recognize the state of Israel. Has the Democratic Party now basically abandoned Israel?
I think so, because the defenders of Israel within the Democratic Party are kind of cowed into silence, or they go on this other false thing. I don't hate Israel, just Netanyahu. But does anyone believe if there were a Labor prime minister in Israel, it'd be any different? I don't think so. So I think there's a seismic change. The parties have flipped on this issue.